coming to you live this week. I've been really under the gun with a lot of stuff going on in my life, and so I'll try to be live from now on. If you need any kind of healing, if you need to talk to me, please don't hesitate. Give me a phone call. It's 1-888-815-9756. That's worldwide. I believe that they have a lot of phones to handle the phone calls that would come in. But please don't hesitate to call me. We can do an awful lot of good stuff on the radio to help you. And I'm willing to do that to give you the best that I can and to let you know that we can do a lot of good work together. So I've talked to a lot of people this week who needed a lot of help. There's some other people that needed some help. So if you're one of the people that have called me and wanted some help, please don't hesitate. Call me here, and we can talk it out on the phone and see what we can do about helping you. I just can't return all the phone calls that I get. There's so many that I can't get back. I do massages, and I'm doing energy work on a lot of people during the week. And when I get home, I try to return as many phone calls as I can, and I just can't get to them all. So please, if you're there tonight and you want to talk to me, don't hesitate. Give me a call and see what we can do about helping you. Anyhow, I wanted to talk about love and more love, and I think that's what the planet needs. And I think that we need to talk about what to do with the love that we have that we're not using. And I think the best thing to do is to start with the idea that compassion rules the world. Compassion rules the universe, and compassion opens up the center to goodness and love all over the world. It's so important to get in touch with that within yourself. In the center of who you are, if you look at yourself as the universe, a human being but part of the universe, if you go to the center of the origin of the body, you will find a place within your center that is actually connected to the universe, and we are the universe. Every one of us has gifts. Every one of us has joy. Every one of us has sadness, and every one of us can overcome anything that we want as long as we open our hearts to the universe and allow that energy to flow. I think the best way to do that is to go outside and just sit down and relax and feel everything around you. Feel the trees around you. Feel the woods around you. We don't have enough time, or we don't give enough time to be able to walk and do wonderful things in our forests and in our woods and in our canals. I think it's time that we get outside and feel what we feel. The universe is within all of us. The universe is within every tree, every blade of grass. We are the universe. The more we believe in ourselves, the more we will open up to loveliness and be able to help everybody on the planet. If you've heard me before, we have a lot of people that listen. And the one thing that I know that God has told me, and I do a lot of wonderful things with His Word, and the one thing I can tell you is that we're all connected together. There's nobody on this planet that is not connected to God. The chakras, the auras, as I've shown you before, and when working with the auras, I've had people call me from Sweden, from Canada, from all over the world, and I'm able to be able to touch the aura, and they can feel that 3,000 miles or 10,000 miles away. And the reason they do is because the aura is infinite. It goes to heaven. People think that the aura is only a foot away. It is not. It is part of who we are. It's the makeup of the universe. It's the makeup of love. And the more we get in touch with that, the more we give up. In other words, we're ruled basically by ego, and we need to drop that ego. If you've heard me before, we discuss how to do that by getting in touch with the universe. What we need to do is just feel everything around us, and whatever is bothering you, let it go. It's not worth it. It's not to be tried. It's not to be things that are not enjoyable. Get rid of it. It doesn't make sense to hold on to something that is not present. And if it is present, let it go. We need to live in the present. Most of us don't live in the present. We live in the past. We live trying to think what's going to happen the next day. What we need to do is live right in the present right now. So the best thing to do is to let everything go around you. The more that you let go, the easier it becomes to be in touch with the universe. It'll actually blend in with you. It's not that it doesn't blend in with you now, but the more you let go, the more you'll feel. I remember we were discussing about 6 months ago trees, and I don't know why I've been given the gift to look into trees, but the soul of the tree looks like us. It looks just human. And it stands about 6 feet high in a full tree, and I don't know what a redwood looks like. I haven't been there to take a look, and I haven't really fully understood what I'm seeing, other than God has given me the gift to be able to see the spirit of the tree. So what I'm saying to you is, feel these things. Try to understand, or let go of the understanding. Just look at what is. It's just absolutely beautiful. The human body is absolutely perfect. What we need to do is to get in touch with the center of our bodies, to be able to get in touch with the spirit of our bodies. And that spirit is right in the gut. It's in the heart. Don't allow you yourself to be fooled by the brain. The brain can fool you and give you answers that you don't want. The heart is the way to God. And if you get in touch with that, if you seek the truth within yourself, that's what you need to do. And that'll really help you tremendously. How to go about doing that? Not hard to do. If you sit down and meditate, or even if you're not meditating and you want to contemplate, just shut your eyes and allow yourself to drift into your heart. In other words, allow yourself to let go everything in your mind. Allow yourself, you'll actually feel yourself go down to your heart, and you can go into your heart. You can actually see the light of the heart, which is God, and you'll be able to feel that. So the deeper you go into yourself, the deeper that you'll be able to feel yourself, the more that you'll be able to see within yourself. So that's the idea of it. It's not hard to do. God did not want to make things hard for people to get in touch with. He actually does things very, very simply, because the truth is actually very simple. It's us that make it more difficult, so we need to allow that to go and to feel what we're feeling all the time. So it's remarkable that we have the ability to do that. I was talking to a very good friend of mine in synagogue today, Ron and his wonderful wife, and we were discussing about what to do in terms of people getting into a problem, or to have an idea of how to get in touch with a problem. Sometimes problems can be a little bit too much, but if they're unraveled, we can always work through them, either to the point of separation, or to be able to meet with a goal of being able to do things really, really well. Now, they're a very happy couple, and they're really lovely, and they're really dear friends of mine, but we were discussing some other people, and what we found out was that just talking about it, it just smoothed out things. And it's so important to be able to talk and to be able to feel what you're feeling. it's a wonderful thing to be able to get in touch with those feelings and to be able to bring them to surface. And sometimes it's very difficult. It's not easy to do. I know I had a battle with cancer, and I'm getting over it. I got a lot done with it. I'm doing some special stuff, some alternative stuff too. And so I'm doing the best that I can to retrieve who I am. And the best thing to do is we need to let go. We need to be able to get in touch with the cancer. Love it. Absolutely love it. It cannot live in love. It cannot live, cancer, actually, I brought that on myself. I was really not eating properly, and I was in an acidic level, and my level was 4.2, and the balance is right at about 7. So you need to be alkaline as much as acidic. Cancer and other pathogens cannot live in a alkaline state, which is around 6.9, I think, to 7. And if we can do that, if we can take our levels up to that level, nothing can live in there. No pathogen can live in that at oxygen state. So what we need to do is just realize the way we're eating is causing a lot of difficulties. I know it is with me. And so what I'm trying to say to you is that get in touch with that and try to find out what it is that makes you more acidic or alkaline. And usually the food that we're eating these days is very alkaline. A lot of the prescriptions that we're taking are acidic. So we need to balance that off. I'm not saying prescriptions are bad. What I'm saying is that we need to balance things to have to live in a more harmonic atmosphere and life. So what I'm trying to do is to balance that out. And it's a little hard to do, but it's not bad to do. So it's possible, and I'm beating it. So that's the wonderful thing. But getting back to love, it's so important. Love yourself. Get in touch with the loveliness inside yourself. And that would be just grand to do, because the more we open up to that love, the more we're able to do anything that we want. In terms of goodness, in terms of light, in terms of the promise that God has given us, we need to keep in touch with that. So I think it's really important that we do that as much as we possibly can. I know that I'll get up at 3 o'clock in the morning sometime, and I'll start reading my Torah, and I have it right next to my bed, and I'll read it for an hour, I'll read it for 2 hours, and it's the laws that God gave us to live by. And it's very important for us to be in touch with those feelings, to be in touch of how our ancients lived and how they survived through torment and anguish and growth. It's just wonderful. You know, you have to see things for what they are. And we have those laws to set by and to work with. And some of us think that those laws aren't important, but they are important. The Ten Commandments are extremely important. The laws that are set down by either the church or by the Jewish population, it's very important. Those things are there for a reason, and the more we learn from that, the more we'll understand it. It's not that I'm a Bible thumper. Don't think that way of me. But what I'm saying is, when you start believing that, then you open up the different energies that are around that, and you'll find out the truth of what the Bible is actually saying. And what the Bible is saying is loving kindness. Everything is in loving kindness, even to the point of when you have property and you have land, you leave the gleam of food for somebody to pick it up that doesn't have food. Or if you see somebody that's poor, you buy them clothes. We seem to have gotten away from that. We seem to have gotten away from who we are, and we seem to have gotten away from what we need to do with ourselves and love our neighbors as ourselves. And I think what we need to do is to get in touch with that again. And the way to do that is go back to the basics to find out what we need to do. And the more we open up to consciousness, the more we're able to help ourselves, help the neighbors around us, and help the people around the world. It's not hard to do. God did not want to make it tough for us. It's easy to do. I know it sounds tough, and I know it sounds hard. I know it sounds harsh sometimes, but please, don't make it so tough on yourself. Actually, what we need to do is love each other and put it out there and allow the universe to take over, allow God to take over. We have these difficult things that we make difficult, and they're not difficult. We need to allow that to expand, to expound on the wonderfulness that is around us. And it's always around us. The energy of love is around us all the time. It's just absolutely phenomenal that we have the ability to get in touch with that. And what we're doing is trying to show you that the consciousness can be raised very easily and very effective if you just let go. So that's what I'm here for. If anybody wants to call in, I'm more than happy to help you as much as I can. I've done it a zillion times on the radio, so if anybody wants some help, I'm more than happy to do that. But there are a lot of people out there. I know with Fred's products, with the nuclear receptor and with the projector, it's helped me tremendously in terms of growth. So I think what we need to do is to allow ourselves to be touched by the Palladian energy and also the other energies that are involved. And once you do that, you'll open up to different energies. I know now what I'm doing now is getting in touch with bone. The bone is very interesting. There's a lot of things that can happen to bone, and there's a lot of good things that happen to bone. But the most important thing is what I'm being shown is that you can actually turn darkness into light in the bone. All you have to do is get in touch with one bone, and the rest of the bones will light up with this new light that's coming in. And it's tremendous, the gifts that we have. Oh, my gosh, they're just tremendous to see. So the more we work with those things, the more that we attach ourselves to loveliness, and I'm not talking attach ourselves to ego, I'm talking about attaching ourselves to more love, to more energy, to more light, and to more people than we ever thought that we could. And we're doing that. I mean, you can actually, once you start opening up that kind of energy, and you let go, you can actually touch anybody on the planet within a matter of a second or two, maybe even a millisecond. So it's fun to do. We need not worry about what's happening on the planet. What we need to worry about is what's happening with us. And if you allow that to open up, you can allow things to open up on the planet. The more that we work with ourselves, the more energy that is given to us, and you're able to clear a lot more. So what I'm saying is the more in touch with loveliness that you are, the more that you can help the planet, and it's so important to do. I can't tell you enough how wonderful it is to be able to have the consciousness to be able to touch people around the planet. It's not whether you believe in the Bible or believe in whatever the system is that you believe in, but you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that you have the ability to change people, to change ourselves, to change the planet, to give more love than you ever thought possible. We are a gift. Everybody on this planet is a gift. We just need to open up to the energies that are around us and to use them to the highest and best good for the planet, for ourselves, and most of all, to give back to God. Let him have the love that he deserves from all of us. We can do a lot of wonderful things with that love. We can just open up everything that we need, everything to better ourselves with the power that we have. And it's really remarkable. If you would like, we can do a meditation for a couple minutes that might help you tremendously. I know it's helped me. And if you just want to focus with me just for a minute, that's it. Just relax. I'm going to show you something very interesting in a minute here. You should be able to feel a lot of darkness above your head, and that darkness is being cleared now. That's it. Just allow yourself to breathe in this wonderful oxygen that's above us. Just breathe it in, and what you can say is, I breathe in the breath of God. And just feel that energy go right down to your feet. Feel it surrounding your body and cleansing your aura and cleansing your chakras. Open yourself up to the love that you feel. That's it. You should be able to feel more centered right now within a matter of less than a minute. That's it. Just let yourself take in all the consciousness that you can. Feel the energy coming into your body. You're now becoming more grounded. And this is only less than a minute. You should feel yourself very grounded right now. So that's the energy that you can use in a matter of 30 or 40 seconds. And that energy can allow you to be more of you, to be more honest of who you are. And the more that we attach to that and let go, the more that we will grow, the more the energy we will have. So what I'm telling you is, if you are in a group of people, you can actually walk down a street right now, the way that you feel, because your auras are opening up, and clear people, and they won't even know what happened. They will just feel this tremendous energy around you, and sometimes they won't feel it around you, but what will happen is, if you walk into somebody that's not feeling well, you can actually clear them without even talking to them, without even saying anything, because the more you become grounded, the more you open up, the more the energy that will flow around you, and the more that you can do with the light. So that's the wonderful part of the growth. And so there's nothing really difficult about that. That's what you should be doing. It's not that I'm showing you. This energy is coming right down from heaven. So I'm telling you what I'm receiving, and I'm trying to show you how easy it is to get in touch with that energy. Don't make it difficult. Nothing is supposed to be difficult with this kind of work. It's just pure, profound, wonderful, loving energy. And the more you get in touch with that, the more loving kindness you'll open up to, the more that you'll be able to see and feel what you need to feel. The idea of love is to love yourself as much as you'll love everybody else around you. And the wonderful thing is that you'll receive tremendous truth, tremendous light. So it's really wonderful to get in touch with this kind of energy. If you have any questions to ask me, don't hesitate to call. It's 1-888-815-9756. That's worldwide. And I'm more than happy to help you as much as I possibly can. But remember, you can see an awful lot. Once you start letting go, things become very transparent. when they start getting more transparent is that you're letting go a lot of energy that you don't need anymore, and you're expanding your consciousness and bringing in that tremendous light and love that will help you tremendously in your growth. So that's what we need to do. We need to be able to bring that energy in and allow that to help you as much as possible. And that would really, really be good for you to do. So that's what I'm telling you, is to get in touch with that kind of love. There's nothing difficult about it. It's just that many people don't talk about it because I don't know why they don't talk about it. All I know is that you have the ability to open up to this kind of energy. You have the ability to open up to more love than you've ever known before. And that's what we should be doing. We should be helping each other all the time. So that's what we're about. And so that's really important. That's what I wanted to say about love and compassion. The other thing is that when you feel something and you're talking about something and it makes sense to you or it doesn't make sense to you, listen to that little voice inside your head. The voice of silence is the most powerful voice on the planet. That'll help you tremendously. And it's wonderful to use that kind of energy. I know when I'm massaging, some of the craziest things will happen. If I'm working on a client and the shoulder won't release, sometimes what I'll be told is to touch the big toe and pull on it. And I've done that a few times, and you can actually hear the shoulder pop. Or if you're told to rub the bottom part of the foot or touch the bottom part of the foot in the lung area, it'll actually release the lung. Or if you want to touch the any kind of part on the bottom of the foot, that can actually release a lot of different kinds of things. And when you're able to see that, you can actually see the energy move and clear that area that you need. So it's very important to listen and do what you're told, because most of all, it comes from heaven. And it's really wonderful to do, and it's a lot of fun to do. So that's what I've been doing for the past 17 years, massaging and doing energy work. And it's really a lot of fun. So the more you get in touch with that, the more you get in touch with the reality of it, the better off you are. And you can do an awful lot by doing that. So that's what you need to do. So it's really not difficult, and it's a lot of fun to do. So try it and see if that works for you. I think you'll find it very interesting and a lot of fun to use. I think what we're going to do is go into another meditation. And the meditation can be done very simply just by sitting down and shutting your eyes. I think that'll be really, really good to do. To sit down and relax. I'm sitting down now. And get in touch with the feelings that are around you. In other words, if you're sitting in a chair, think of all the loveliness that you can be in touch with. See the light that's within you. That's it. Feel the energies that are all around you and take it in. Just breathe it in. I think you'll find that the energies are very clear, very concise, and there's no mistakes with this energy. The mistakes we make are the mistakes because we don't listen. Once we listen, once we get in touch with the pure light, things go a lot differently. In other words, if things are happening to you and you don't like it, or you fall, or you trip, or you have an accident, or you start doing something that's not right, sit down, meditate, get in touch with the light within you. and allow that light, like a sunburst, just to be warm and glowing inside of yourself. Feel the freedom within yourself. Feel the happiness that is all around inside of you. Once you start getting in touch with that, don't let it go. Just get in touch with it. You know, it's not elusive. It's there. It's you. We have God's promise to be in touch with that kind of love. That's it. Just allow yourself to feel the love. Allow yourself to feel what you're feeling. You're opening up to more energy. We were grounded before, but what we're doing now is opening up to a lot more light. Expound on that energy. That's it. Allow that to fill every part of your being. That's wonderful. Allow that to be. Allow it to feel. That's wonderful. The most important we have to realize is, above all the nuclear receptors, above everything, is us. Any gadgets that we have, anything that makes us better people, that's fine. But get in touch with who you are in the center of who you are. And you'll feel that all release. You'll feel everything release, and all you have is pure white light and consciousness inside of yourself. Think of the wonderfulness that you're breathing in and bringing into yourself and getting in touch with the center part of who you are. To give you an idea, I remember about 2 years ago, I was working with a client, and I saw a cell in my wrist, and I was invited into the cell. And the cell, it took me about a minute or 2 minutes to get to the center of the cell. And in the center of the cell was the entire universe. In this one little cell was the entire universe. And what God was showing me was, is that if it's just one cell that contains the whole universe, what do we do as a whole? We are the universe. We are love. We are absolute love. The power is love. The power as, this is the thing. We've never discussed this, but it's something that I could bring up for you, that if you allow the power to go, you will pick up a spiritual power that is more powerful than anything you've ever thought of before, or anything that you could ever think of. Because once you have that spiritual power, it cannot be taken away from you. That's it. That's what it's all about. It's not ego. It's not anything that's tentative. It's there. It's the power of who you are spiritually. It's the power of God. It's the powerful of who we are. And that's what you need to get in touch with. So the power that you have, if it's not, if you feel like it's a controlling power, let it go. Because the power that you're looking for is easy. It flows through you. It wants to help you. It'll clear you. It'll make you a better human being, a better parent, a better husband, better wife. And most of all, a better human being. So allow that power to touch you. Think of the revelation of being able to touch anybody on the planet 10,000 or 25,000 miles away within a matter of a millisecond. Why? Because we're all attached to each other. We're attached to the loveliness of who we are. We are total love. We are total compassion. We're total truth. So the more we let go of the things that don't matter, the matter will come to you in ways that you can't even imagine. And that's the power of love and the power of compassion. If you want to call it power, I'm trying to make it easy so you'll understand even better. It's the amount of energy that we can put together is just absolutely phenomenal. And that's the fun part of it all. And I use the word fun because it's not supposed to be difficult. It's not supposed to be hard. It's not supposed to be something that we have to travel to anywhere along the way to get. We can do it within ourselves. We have the power to be able to get in touch with that right away and stay there. That's the beautiful part about it. It takes a lot of work to be negative, a lot of work. It takes no work to be loved. It takes no work to love God. It's just there. It's just part of you. It's who you are. It's the makeup. And that's what the Torah and that's what the Holy Bible is trying to tell you, is that it's not difficult. Allow it to go. Allow God to feel in your breast. Allow it to feel in your heart. Allow it to feel it in your consciousness. And the more you do that, the more you'll clear, the more you'll be able to help yourselves and others, and to love yourself totally without any equivocation, without any problem at all. I think it's really wonderful that we have the ability to do that. So allow yourself to be free. Now, you're still in a meditative state, so we're going to take you out of the meditative state here in a second. There we go. But you should be more open right now. You should feel a lot more power within yourself. And that's the power of God. You're opening up to more power than you've ever known before in your life. You should be able to feel that energy coming through you. It's a tremendous light, and it's right in front of you. It's heart high. So it's hitting your heart really, really a lot. I'm trying to be as simple as I possibly can with all this. Try to allow yourself, you know, open up your hands and feel the energy as you're opening your hands. You'll be able to feel the power as you're just moving your hands a little bit. In other words, if your palms are down, turn your palms up slowly, and you'll be able to feel that power that's flowing from your hands into your head and around your body. You should be in touch with that wonderful, healing, loving, compassionate energy now. If that's the first time for you, that's fantastic. If it's a little bit more for you, that's fantastic. If you're loving yourself more, that's even better. So I hope that you're in touch with that kind of love, because it really does make a difference. Yeah, that's good. But you can do that breath that I'm telling you about. I breathe in the breath of God. And I think it would be really, really good to do, and would really be fabulous to do. So think of all the power that you can reach, ultimately, without any problem at all. Think about all the love that you can reach. Think about the compassion you can have for yourself. You know, when you have compassion for yourself, without even working at it, you have compassion for everybody else. And that's what Jesus was trying to teach. That was Moses was trying to teach. That's what every prophet on the planet was trying to teach. Once you have that power, you can do anything that you want to do, as long as it's life-affirming, as long as it's you're getting that from God, and that's what we're trying to teach you. Now, I don't profess to be a prophet by any stretch of the imagination, but what I'm saying is that I'm just quoting to you about what you can do when you really, really want to get in touch with things. And I think that's the wonderful part of growth, is to be able to help each other without any resistance. Very, very important to do. I know when I was in synagogue today and I was standing in front of the ark, there was tremendous light coming out from the books of Moses. And I suspect that if I would go to a Catholic church, or if I went to a Protestant church, or whatever the case may be, the same energy would be there. And the reason it would be there is because above everything else is a profound truth. And when you walk into a place of holiness, that's profound truth. I believe God said that if you come in a company of three or more, I will be there. And he meant that. So when you're dealing with that kind of energy, when you're dealing with that kind of love, when you're dealing with a church that has a lot of people coming or three people, you should be able to feel that loving energy. And that's what it's all about. So don't think you're alone. We're all together. We're in this all together. But you should be a lot more balanced now, and your mind should be clear, and you should be much more grounded. Because that's what it feels like to me, and there's a lot of people listening, so I think it's wonderful that we can get in touch with this energy. So that's what we're talking about, and that's what we're talking about getting in touch with. I try to keep things very simple, and I try to keep things with a lot of humility. Once we get away from that, we get lost. So the best thing to do is to work with things and keep it simple, and walk with humility, walking to know that there's always somebody there watching you and helping you along the way, whether we think so or whether we don't think so. God is always there. His angels are always there. And I think it's really, really important. I was listening to an old Carlos Santana tape last night. I think it was live in Mexico, and the one thing that he was talking about was the spirits in the flesh, the angels that are flying around us all the time and floating all around us and just giving us as much love as we need. There are places on the planet that are very powerful, and those places that are very powerful are within our hearts. So please, work with that. You know, just grow with that. Grow with the love, knowing that we have the ability to get in touch with that and to be able to give our neighbors and to be able to give ourselves so much love. And it just feels absolutely wonderful. So I would work with that. I would really, really do a lot of good things with that and bring that within yourself. Do I think myself as an important person? No. I'm just a regular person, just like you, just like myself. No better, no worse. But I do believe in God. I do believe that He has the ability to heal us at any given time, at any given level, at any moment. It's just absolutely wonderful. So we need to believe in ourselves. We need to believe in everything that God has told us. And to listen to that. I find it amazing that we're breathing. It's such a gift. It's such a miracle of life to be able to breathe and know that we're actually living, and we take it for granted. We take everything we have for granted, and we have to realize that everything in our life is a miracle. Our children, our wives, our husbands, everything that is good is a miracle. Sometimes people abuse that, but you have to realize that don't. Think of the wonderfulness you can have if you think of everything as being a miracle. We're looking for miracles. Your children are alive. They're breathing. Your wife is breathing. Whoever it is, wife, husband, think of it as a miracle. You have such a wonderful miracle next to you. think of the loveliness you can have if you want to change that energy and just bring it in clearer and more concise and give the love back that that person needs. I think it's so important, and we forget that. We forget that everything is a miracle. When you marry somebody, that's a miracle, whether it's the right person or whether it's the wrong person. Give yourself a chance. Give it a chance. Give yourself the ability to be able to help one another and to be stronger. If it's not right, God bless you. If it's right, stay with it. Just give that miracle a breath, the wonderful feeling that you have inside of yourself to the wonderful person who's sitting next to you. Even if you have arguments and even if you don't have arguments, think of all the wonderfulness that person has given you in your life. Think of the miracle of children that are being born and they're yours. It's a gift. It's God's gift to you. And it's absolutely wonderful. So be in bliss. Be happy. I know that a lot of us are not working. And I think you need to realize that there's a lot to do out there. There's a lot that we can do. And the best thing to do is to get in touch with yourself again. Get in touch with everything that's good inside of you. And things will work out for you. God gave us a promise. He will keep you. He will teach you how to do what you need to do to survive. And even better than to survive, He will give you the lessons that will help you become who you want to be. Please don't be angry and please don't be upset. We need to allow ourselves to have the growth. Something is wrong. We need to get in touch with the wrong, and we need to make it right. It's the only way that we can do that. So think of the love that you have, and think of the ability that you have to be able to get in touch with all that love. And that's really important. So be in touch with that. Don't be afraid of it. You know, everything is in divine order. Sometimes we lose a job and then we get a better job. Sometimes God has something else in plan for us. And I think it's very important to get in touch with what He wants. Give it up. Turn it over to God. Don't be frightened of what you can't see. And don't be frightened of what you see. Turn it into love. Manifest all the love you can around yourself. Things will work out. They always, always do. And that's the wonderful part of who we are. So be in touch. See how it works and see how it flows for you. I think that's really the wonderful part of everything that we should be. And the more confidence you have, the more confidence that people have around you. And I think that's so important to do. So be in touch with that confidence. Be in touch with who you are. Because who you are is what God is. Be not afraid of who you are, for who you are is what I am. And that's one of the sayings I got maybe about 20 years ago. I've got about a real big book that I'm going to be coming out with, and I'm going to be writing all the messages that I received. So that should be coming out soon. I just need to put it down on paper. And so it should be a lot of fun to use and to listen to. But that's where we're headed. We're headed in more love. We're headed towards more love. There's a lot more energy coming in. Hold on a sec. I just wanted to come out of my meditation. Feels good to be able to meditate and clear your mind. It's just so wonderful to have the ability to be able to talk to people and to help people. I think it's really great. A lot of fun to do. So, it's really a lot of fun. Anyhow, it's 6:54 already. Wow. I hope that you had a good time. I did. I find that the energies are very powerful and we're having a lot of fun with it. So, I think it's 6:56, I'll be all done, but just think about what I'm saying, that love is there. Love is abound. Use it well. Everything about you is love. Everything about who you are is love. Allow that to expand and be there for you. So it's 6:55. I have one more minute. But I just want to thank you for listening. I'm sorry nobody called in, but maybe people didn't expect me to be on the radio this evening, but I am. So without any further ado, I will be saying goodnight, and hopefully we'll be able to talk next week, and hopefully a lot of more people will call in, and we can help. So have a good night. Love you all. Bye-bye.